Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlo. And Brittany, is this the last day of summer? Do I have to put my shorts away?
No, not at all. But you might need to put them away for the weekend.
There we go. That sounds a lot better.
I know. We just keep spinning the wheel and we keep winning the weather lottery. It's beautiful today.
Yeah, it's true. What is it looking like through the rest of the week here?
We are looking at highs of 80 degrees today. Still feeling summery. You can definitely wear those shorts today, even a tank top. It's going to be gorgeous out there, just a little breezy with some winds out of the south. We stay clear tonight, too, falling to the mid-50s, and then tomorrow is the day where the weather starts to shift. We've got a cold front that'll be pushing through, bringing some showers and maybe a storm, mainly by the midday, and then that'll kick on out of here and leave us in a much cooler fall-like pattern, at least for the weekend, with highs in the mid-60s. But it'll be dry, beautiful, and sunny, so good timing for that as well.
Excellent. Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate it. Brittany, I got a little bit of homework for you. Tomorrow on the show, I want you to follow up on this one because Melissa and I are going to get into a couple of stories about animals going into towns. We have a bear that went into a car, one that scared a little kid who was trying to eat popcorn. What animal would freak you out the most seeing it walking through your town? You're just waking up one morning, you're just bopping around, you're going to your car in the morning or something, and you see this animal. So think about that when you let me know.
All right, I will.
All right. We'll talk again tomorrow, Brittany. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Best in the business right there. Puts up with so much for me. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you.
We got fun. She could probably take a little more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll find out. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've also got something really interesting going on in the city of Milwaukee I want to get into about this tallest timber tower that they are working on. That'll be a good one. There's a company that will quit your job for you.
Oh, I think I saw this headline.
Yeah, we're going to look into that one. That's coming up for you a little bit later. We'll also get into be joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
It's wicked awesome.
We're going to get into some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. But before that, we will have our monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom Heiser.
Yay!
Looking forward to that. That's going to be great. After that, we'll get into some entertainment news. And actually got something interesting I want to get into with Melissa about campaign political songs.
Yes.
We'll get into that one. I want to touch on that. And a couple of other things. Crayola is patenting something that I wanted to... that was interesting.
Interesting something.
Yeah. It was a good story, Melissa. So we will get into all of these things, but we kick off our show with a semi that crashed in Los Angeles.
Uh-oh.
A Los Angeles highway was backed up for miles during the morning commute after a crashed semi-truck covered the roadway in boxes of French fries.
French fries this time.
Yes. The California Highway Patrol said the truck crashed about 3:20 a.m. on the southbound 5 freeway. Dozens of boxes of fries all over. Oh. None of them cooked.
Of course not.
Although in the California sun, maybe if you give it a little bit of time there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody was fine. Nobody was hurt or anything like that. I wouldn't probably be doing this story if anybody was. So this is another one of those questions I have for you, for the audience. This is a dream come true to me. I love French fries. This is the only kind of potato I really eat. I could definitely enjoy something like this. Is there something... Because I've been, especially where I come from, seeing a semi unloaded or, you know, dumped over or something like that, I've seen these kind of things before in my life. And I've never, even in the stories we do, I've never been tempted like, oh, I'm going to steal some of these or I want some of these or something like
I'll
that.
I'll help clean that up. Some of them accidentally found their way into my trunk. I don't know how that happened.
It fell off the back of a truck. That my whole life, that is like not every other Christmas present I ever got. Well, this is really nice. Yeah, fell off the back of a truck, Jimmy. Don't ask questions. Well, I'm trying to think of things, food items. We'll narrow it down to food items here to make it a little bit easier, because I'm pretty sure money would be on most people's list. But food items that fall off the back of it, a bunch of ramen, Melissa, like a year's worth of ramen falls off the back of a truck.
That would probably be safe. I'm trying to think of things that could fall off a truck that wouldn't, like, you know, break.
It's a good point. It's a fair point.
A box of wine probably wouldn't survive falling off the back of a truck.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, that's a good answer, though. I like that one.
But
I like
actually,
that.
Ramen is probably the perfect answer. Or something like dried potatoes. You know,
ooh,
potato flakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cereal.
Yes, cereal. Oh, yes. Thought of it at the same
things
time.
Things that wouldn't be damaged if they bounced.
I like that.
If you were going to allow it to be things not food, I was going to say bouncy balls.
Oh, I love that.
You know, or like those kid-sized kickballs?
Just a bunch of jacks. Just a bunch of the toy...
No. That would be really bad.
That would be really bad, actually. That is not going to end well. We have a call. Go ahead.
I just said no.
Oh, sorry. We have a call coming in. Good morning. You're on the air. Oh, we lost him. Oh, shoot. Well, feel free to call back, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. And love to hear what item you wouldn't mind falling off the back of a truck, like French fries. Because that or donuts sounded really good to me. In a box, of course.
Well,
the donuts
of course.
In a box. So we had this story. Then I had a couple of stories that I picked up over the weekend. There was a bear that snuck up behind a boy eating popcorn in Colorado in a backyard. The boy was fine. He was just a little scared. There was a loose pig in Texas captured with the help of TV news crew.
Wow.
So that was pretty good. And then finally, an emu was running loose through a Pennsylvania neighborhood.
That would be funny to see.
And of all of these animals, the emu caused the most trouble
fast.
seemed to scare people the most.
They are a little odd looking.
Yeah, and this is what was interesting to me, because we feel very comfortable with what a bear is. We know what a bear is. We see a bear whether you're a city person or not, or you've ever been to a zoo, or you've ever actually seen a bear in real life, you feel pretty comfortable with that. But with this emu, that really freaked people out. So I'm curious. You're as I was asking Brittany earlier, you're waking up in the morning, you're getting to your car, or maybe you're going outside and checking the mail, something like that, and you see this. What animal freaks you out to see? Because I think we've gotten to the point now where what animal haven't we seen in Florida? They've had alligators and gators and all this.
Yeah,
here. Yeah, here we have deer just constantly going into buildings. It happens all the time. Things like that.
Raccoons, opossums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a fair amount of wildlife here. Badgers. Don't usually see those, but...
I think a pretty easy answer is like something out of the, you know, that wouldn't belong in our climate. Like, I wake up in the morning and see a penguin. I'm like, oh. Like,
something's wrong.
I'm excited, and then I'm like nervous.
Yeah, or a lion. I mean, that would be very odd to see walking down the street. I would run.
Just walking around in Wisconsin.
And running is probably not the best answer.
No, probably not. We need to get an animal expert on just to double check on that stuff.
You get very large and you back away slowly. Don't make eye contact.
Yes. This is why I have big hair. It helps in these situations, just in case. I'm curious. We'll keep this conversation going through the show. Call up anytime, 715-424-2600. Let us know either what kind of item you'd pick up, or what animal would freak you out. I think an elephant is a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, they're big. They could cause a lot of destruction if they wanted to. Also a giraffe.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... I will say, if I saw a giraffe... That's a great one. If I saw a giraffe, the first instinct I would have is to grab my mom. Like, just go grab my mom. Mom, a giraffe. She'd really enjoy that. I don't know.
Or something running in a pack that doesn't usually run in packs.
Yes.
That would be weird. A pack of snakes.
A monkey? Yeah, a monkey. Like, a bunch of monkeys, too. Like, that would do it.
I mean, when they... In the wild, they live in... I don't know.
Not in groups. I wouldn't say packs. Yeah. a gang. I don't know.
A monkey gang.
I like that one, though. I like those. I think the first thing I think of is, how this animal would get here. And then, of course, you know, the environment that pops in your head right away. So we've got, animals, especially like they've got sharks over in New York that they never had before and things. We've done stories already about polar bears going into, you know, rural areas and stuff and moving on. Polar bears and black bears are mating and creating polka dot bears. No, they're not polka dot bears, but...
Well, this is actually happening here in Wisconsin, too. We have ticks in our climate now that were not here before that have moved in from further south or further west that bring the possibility of new diseases with them. So yeah. It's serious.
Mm-hmm. Something to keep an eye on and something to think about and always have in mind when we're not only getting the mail in the morning and not seeing one of these animals, but when we're trying to take care of this planet that we live on here. It's our only home, everybody. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We're going to do some celebrating coming up on the morning show with WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Get on over there, try that amazing menu of theirs, or check out some of their specials that they have. Wonderful atmosphere. Only thing that tops all that is the people.
Absolutely. And they have things on their menu that you wouldn't find at other breakfast places.
So true. Mm, yeah. Go check it out, everybody, and wish them a good day. And, of course, get us your birthday and anniversary. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and direct message us that way as well. Feel free to hit us up at as well as on our Facebook pages and call up.
That's right. You can call 715-424-2600 and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
We'd appreciate it, everybody. Love hearing from you. Go ahead and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go 2.
All right. Gets us a qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we're wishing happy birthday to Benny Phillip.
Happy birthday, Benny.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, Ben. Benny.
Benny.
Yeah. And happy 53rd anniversary to Chuck and Gail Gibbons.
Oh, happy birthday, Chuck and Gail.
Happy
anniversary, sorry.
Yes, happy anniversary, you two. Happy 53. That's amazing.
Wow.
It's fantastic, you two. Congratulations and happy anniversary. And a happy 48th anniversary to our qualifiers, Jim and Deb Tellickson.
Oh, happy anniversary.
We wish you guys a great anniversary. Have a good one. Enjoy. Oh, it's a fun one. 48. That's amazing. Getting right there close to 50. Hang in there, you two. You got it. You got this. Yes. And have a great anniversary. And brag to everybody that you qualified for our the chance to win some free El Cafe at the end of the month. That's pretty cool. Or beginning of next month, I should say.
Yeah. You got a long time to wait now.
Yeah. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Comedian Whitney Cummings is 42. Two Broke Girls creator was also been on a lot of the Comedy Central roasts. Very good comedic writer and does a lot of stuff behind the scenes nowadays, but has done a lot of stand-up as well in her career and everything.
Awesome.
The Queen Bee is 43. Beyonce is 43, everybody.
Yes.
I'm not even going to bother starting to get into hits. She's got a billion of them.
All of them.
And she'll have more by the time I'm done with this sentence, probably. She is quite the impressive artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always interested by artists that are able to go from a band to a solo career. And she's one of those big ones.
And she's done some acting, too.
Yeah, she was in the Austin Powers movie. She's done a little bit here and there, some work. And I like what I've seen from her.
Voiceover work, too, in The Lion King.
Yeah, she's actually think that she's that's what she's really lined up for, is voiceover work. There's a lot of, we just talked about Adele yesterday, going to be taking some time off. For every artist that needs to do that or has a desire to do that, there are artists that all they want to do is keep creating music. Mm-hmm. And they get a little tired, maybe, of doing the same old thing, so they change it up. And
branch out.
Yeah. And boy, did she ever do that. Her country album, her double country album, is done and still doing very well. I'm curious to see what she does next. I'm hoping polka. nobody else is doing it. Nobody else. Beyonce dives into
nobody.
I mean nobody. Like
not a big name like Beyonce.
All I mean is no artist is going from like you know R&B to polka, like you know something like that. I think that'd be
Adele's next album.
Yes, yeah.
Partners with Beyonce for a polka
yes.
album.
I don't know why, but I want Lady Gaga in there too. just to really add to the mix, all three of them. Max Greenfield is 44. He is Schmidt on Zooey Deschanel's show New Girl. He was good on there. Let's see. Mark Ronson is 49. Uptown Funk had a Grammy win with Bruno Mars, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's a fun song. That was one of those songs of the summer a while ago. We're going to be talking about songs of the summer for 2024 in our entertainment section a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Piazza is 56, retired catcher and MLB Hall of Famer. Mike Piazza, I mentioned in part because he's one of those few stories in baseball. I believe he was drafted in like the 100th round or something like that. Wasn't given a lot of hope that he was going to have an MLB career. Went on to be in the Hall of Fame.
Cool.
One of the families of country is, I'm sorry, country is, of comedy is the Wayans family. You know, they've got a lot of Wayne's family members, and a lot of them been good in comedy and acted in movies and TV shows, of course, in living color. But I think the funniest of all of them is easily Damon Wayans, who is 64 today. Had a TV show that was pretty popular a while ago, My Wife and Kids, was obviously on In Living Color, and the star of The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis. Fantastic actor. I think he's a funny actor and great stand-up comedian.
And Major Payne from 1995.
Oh, God. Major Payne is hilarious.
He was also in Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, did a good job in there. Mm-hmm. I got to say, too, Damon Wayans, I think, may have invented the dropping of the mic thing. He did a stand-up special on HBO decades ago where it was going to be his last stand-up special. It was his last one. And he goes off and he tells a joke. And then he kind of like, he doesn't really throw the mic down, but he kind of drops the mic down to break it. Just symbolically as his last stand-up special. And he kind of did it. And now when I see anybody dropping the mic, it's the first thing I think of. I don't know if you could tie the two together, but I feel like it got it started. Kim Thayel is 64, an amazing Soundgarden guitarist. Very good guitarist. Let's see. Candy Ann Alexander is 67. Kerry Washington's mom on Scandal. Metal Examiner on CSI Miami.
Okay.
Tom Watson is 75, legendary golfer.
Wow.
Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like Jason David Frank passed away just a couple of years ago. He was Tommy on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Passed away way too young.
Yeah.
And then one of the reasons I'm in this job right now, Phil, I was reading something ahead. Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, born on this day in 1918, passed away in 2009. Radio legend. I don't believe that you can tell the story of radio without Paul Harvey. I don't know many people of our generations that don't know Paul Harvey or weren't, didn't enjoy some of his stuff. Maybe we didn't turn on Paul Harvey, but our parents or our grandparents did.
Oh, I did.
I did, too. I just didn't want to put anybody out there that was an old head like me, or maybe you, Melissa. I really...
The rest of the story.
God, Melissa, that is music to my ears just hearing that. I didn't know that radio could be done that way. I grew up, you know, listening to, like most of us, music radio, people in and out of songs, maybe talking for 2 minutes at the most. I never really grew up around talk radio, and I didn't really know much of talk radio. And I didn't know that you could tell stories or do some of the things. And Paul Harvey always got you. Every time he was on the air, he'd get you interested in this story like a good book. The first model, the first paragraph, he'd catch you. He'd get you and keep you on, and you hang in there and like, okay, how's this one going to end? What's the twist to this one? How's this one? And that's the rest of the story. It's, oh, God, just so good. I
love that they're playing replays of his shows on our Civic Media Network.
Thank you, Melissa. I wanted to tee that one up. A shout out to Chris and the gang, because that's pretty cool. That, yeah. To keep Paul Harvey alive to very similar to music to me. You want to play Zeppelin or the Beatles or something for your kids or younger generation. You check this out. This is really good. Paul Harvey is such an influence to so many of us, not here just at Civic, but just in general, in radio or in entertainment. He could carry a story with nothing but his voice. Mm-hmm. And his great writing.
Right.
Amazing. And Dick York, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 1992, the first Darren on Bewitched. He was good. He was good.
Yes.
That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. Want to remind you again, everybody, get us those B-days and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. Hit us up on our Facebook pages. Of course, direct message us, james.maleff@civicmedia.us or melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
That's right.
We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you can always call up with that Civic Media app.
Yes, you can. You can download it for free on the App Store.
It's free. It's a free app.
It's a great app, too.
It's also really good.
You can listen to us wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. You can text us as well through that one. So go ahead and hit us up, everybody. We appreciate it. One more time, wishing happy birthday to Benny Phillip.
Happy birthday, Benny.
Happy 53rd anniversary, Chuck and Gail Gibbons.
Chuck and Gail, congratulations.
And a happy 48th anniversary to our qualifiers, Jim and Deb Tellickson.
Jim and Deb, congratulations.
Enjoy your day, you two. And I say go around and start just tell people that you qualify. Just tell people you won or you qualify. You don't even have to tell them what for. Let them ask. And then tell them. And please spread the word about the show. We appreciate that. Go ahead and hit us up, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. We'll go ahead and get to our news break right now and our sports break. Take care of some of our partners. When we come back, we're going to get into some fun stuff. I want to talk about that timber building that Milwaukee is building, Melissa. Also, we'll be joined by our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Awesome.
It's coming up for you right here on The Morning Show, WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Wednesday.
And Wednesday means that we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been talking over you when you've been saying the wicked awesome word, Melissa, and I was trying to set you up there and I didn't do a good job. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I like the way you say it. I keep talking over you. I'm sorry. I was excited.
I can't blame you for being excited.
It's a fun segment. We love doing this segment.
And we love words.
Yeah, you and I are big linguist people, big word people, and I love learning and learning new words. Oh, it's great. It's too much. So this U.S. city of Milwaukee, I love that they say this article, the U.S. city of Milwaukee. I really Rod Burgundy that. Like, we needed people. Where's Milwaukee? Is there?
I'm not really sure.
Is there a Milwaukee in Germany? Is there? No. Milwaukee is, actually that one might be, yeah. Milwaukee is already home to the world's tallest timber tower, but another even taller wooden skyscraper could be added to its skyline, designed by Vancouver-based Michael Green Architects, MGA. The firm recently released plans for the development, which includes a 55-story tower made principally from mass timber. Which is just amazing to me. Associate architects, as well as becoming the tallest building, the 25-story Ascent Tower by Corb and Associates Architects, as well as this could be become the tallest building in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow. Built out of timber?
Yeah, which is fascinating. Now, another thing along with words that I enjoy is architecture. I just find it really interesting going way, way, way back to the aqueducts in Italy. Architecture is, while it's a joke about Italians and construction, it really is something that is deep in our culture, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in. So my family, no different than a lot of other Italian families, focus a lot on these things. And it just kind of, and then I grew up with my uncle, my uncle Ralph. He was an architect and would take me through Chicago talking about buildings and the way that they were built. But it was always with steel. I worked on a log cabin once, but it was already built. I just worked on home improvement stuff on the inside. So while the use of timber is steadily increasing worldwide, thanks to changes in building regulations and shifting attitudes towards the material, it is yet to match the sheer height of buildings made of concrete and steel. Mm-hmm. Although a slew of timber high-rises have been proposed in recent years, nothing has been really, I don't know if they're ever going to happen, being blunt. I know that they keep talking about it, but I don't know if it's going to happen. But all of this is important for a couple of reasons. Currently, the building and construction sector accounts for 37% of global emissions. So this is something that helps our environment, which is interesting considering it's timber. And we'd be cutting down wood and trees to be able to make these.
Well, part of the problem with what they switched to for building materials here the last, I don't know, couple decades maybe, is that the rate of a house fire has increased. Like, you have far less minutes to get out once a house catches on fire because of all the synthetics and all the, you know, not timber materials.
Right, right.
They combust faster. They burn hotter and quicker. So you have less time to get out. So switching back to timber is probably really good for our fire departments as well as our safety.
And one of the things that comes to mind when I came across this article, and you can find it at CNN.com, J.R. Siewert and I got together for years doing Let's Talk Real Estate. We now talk with David Farnborough and be looking for that. That'll be up later this month. It's one of my favorite segments we do on Midday Magazine. I don't know a darn thing about real estate, but I have learned so much from J.R.
It's fun to talk to experts.
Yeah, it is. And these people know their stuff. And the main topic, the main theme that I would say has come up in almost every conversation I've had with either one of them is, you know, we don't have enough inventory. We don't have enough homes. We don't have enough buildings. And there's a lot of reasoning behind that. I'm not talking about during the, you know, 3-year stretch or whatever you want to say of the pandemic where we just didn't have supplies or as many people. Most of that has straightened itself out by now. We are just in a situation where we have the land. We don't often have the products or the, you know, some other factors.
Right. There's a lot that goes into it.
This could help that a bit. Mm-hmm. There are barriers to using timber that have both cost and strict building regulations in mind. Some of those are building regulations. When they say they're loosening up, that doesn't mean, hey, we're just looking the other way. Like, they've gotten smarter with these things, and architecture has gotten better to where things that used to be a danger even 5 years ago aren't as much anymore because of safety regulations and different products that have been made. There's a million things I could tell you about that one, but I'm not going to bore you. and especially the building codes of how they have evolved, and a lot of that has been influenced by Europe, which is interesting.
Well, it's helpful to reassess these things from time to time and see where improvements can be made.
Yes, yeah. There's I don't know if there's anything that we necessarily can look at and say, you know what, we're good. We don't need to let. I marvel at the fact that we're still fixing tires the way we always have. You know, I don't have any problem with it. I've fixed like at least 10 tires in my life. I've done a lot of them. And I don't have any issue doing it. I don't mind the act of doing it. What I'm just I marvel at is that nobody's been like, huh, we don't have robots doing that. We don't have a mechanism, a machine that pops it up or I don't know anything. It just seems like every little bit of our society has evolved in some way or another. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. We don't want to be staying the way we used to be or anything, whatever that might be. Everything improves for the majority of things through time.
That's true.
The city of Milwaukee has been particularly forward-thinking, encouraging developers within the city center while also being willing to experiment with new materials. This proposed tower will use concrete foundation and steel components to make up the elevator cores, but they estimate wood will be made up about 90% of the building material.
That's cool.
That's pretty interesting.
And hopefully it'll be exposed, too, so you can see it.
Oh, yeah. And I love the city of Milwaukee. I like going to Milwaukee. This is one of those things that even brings somebody like me that's been to Milwaukee a million times want to go back and check it out. So I can't imagine out-of-towners, out-of-staters, people like that are curious about these things. And what think about this, too. When you're able to do something here in Wisconsin that literally influences the whole world.
That's pretty cool.
No, Wisconsin's got a good history of that. You talk about unions, the first
kindergarten.
The first kindergarten, Culver's. Everybody buttering their burgers now. There's a lot of cool impact that you can, a lot of cool ties you can take from the Midwest, from Wisconsin, from a lot of these things. When you look at it, I find this really interesting, though. I'm curious to see where that goes.
Awesome.
We got to get into this one here, Melissa. You could score some free Mountain Dew, everybody.
Ooh.
Yes. Do you want to go back to your high school days or grade school days or whatever, whenever you might have drank it?
Grade school?
I meant to say middle school. I didn't mean grade school. Mountain Dew's newest promo is free soda if you cross into Mountain Time between now and the end of the year.
Oh. It's kind of cool. They're encouraging traveling.
I kind of like this one, actually. Yeah. It's part of a marketing campaign where they declared that in their official time zones, quote, official time zones, they also just added a new mascot this summer called Mountain Dude. It's just a random bearded guy in a green fur coat.
Mountain Dude. Mm-hmm. I like that, too.
To get your free soda, you have to register at welcometomtntime.com. Then go back once you've crossed the mountain timeline and you get a free 20-ounce bottle.
It's pretty cool.
People who live in Mountain Time would apparently have to leave, register in a different zone, then come back. I guess if you really want it.
Sure.
Canada has Mountain Time too, but it sounds like they won't count. It's just in the U.S.
Sorry, Canada.
That's a shame. There's also doing a separate contest called Mountain Dew Hauls, where five people who move to the Mountain Time zone this month will have their moving expense reimbursed up to $10,000.
Whoa.
Now we're talking. So if you happen
where's Mountain Dew located? Why are they trying to make people move to Mountain Time?
That's a pretty good question. did they put stock in this or anything? We got to look that up. But first,
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, good, cool. We'll come back to this one because right now we got to go to our great friend Phil Hartley. Every Wednesday we are joined by our friends from Quality Puts Printing with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, how are you?
Good. I could use some of that Mountain Dew, though. Bring it on.
I hear you. Yeah, definitely. Phil, we always appreciate you guys joining us, and I do want to send a big shout-out to you for sponsoring Playmakers as well. Be sure to join us tonight for Playmakers from 5 to 6. We're looking forward to talking sports with you a little bit later. Phil's actually going to join us talking a little tennis as well throughout the season, too.
Tennis and Brewers is my life.
Yes. and printing, yes. We appreciate all those things, Phil. How are things going over at the shop?
Doing good. Really busy. Doing some work for Sand Valley this morning. Our friends there. I keep adding not only golf courses but restaurants and beautiful restaurants out there. So we're doing some this morning. Doing some work for El Cafe this morning.
Woo-hoo,
and our friend Fidel over there. So yeah, keeping us busy. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Really good to hear, Phil. And this city is going to keep you busy throughout, fall, winter, every season. We're going to keep doing that.
I know you talk to sports, and again, we're very busy with all the different sports books for the different high schools. They're all putting them together now, having their team pictures done, and Tracy's busy just putting them all together into some books for me. So thanks to all the local teams, too, not only to support them, but they send a lot of printing our way, too, so thanks to them.
Phil, I'm curious about something, and I apologize if it's if it cuts too close or anything, but is there a non-busy time of the year for you, or is there a busiest time of the year for you guys? Because you guys are always busy, and when we talk over the years that we've been doing this, it just seems like there's always something going on and always something that you guys are working on.
You know, there are certain months where it's a little less than others, but that's when I try to go crazy trying to think of new ideas, right? And that's what we work on, to try to find new avenues that we can pursue. So usually early to midsummer is a little slower, and then right after Christmas gets a little slower. But again, we've managed to find different avenues and different things we can do, printing not only on, of course, on paper, but on now on apparel as well, which is starting to keeps picking up new customers. So, you just got to find the avenues to fill in those holes and and find new ways that you can possibly give back or do something different during those times that keep you, you know, out there.
Yeah, appreciate that, Phil.
Oh, no, thanks, JD. And I'll tell you something else, too, and I think this is due to you, right, and the fine folks over there. We get a lot of walk-in customers here, too, and you know, we're a commercial printer. That's not totally our bag. But, boy, you know, we get a lot of business of people coming in needing copies or one or two things. We can now print out blueprints now, and we're getting a lot of walk-in customers out of that. So, you know, and I think that comes from being on local radio and people knowing who we are and what we can do here. So keep awesome. Coming in. We enjoy having, obviously, customers come in and talking to McKenna and myself and Tracy and get some, even if they're small projects, sometimes those bloom into bigger projects later. So we're happy to help.
You can't miss them. They're right on A Street, 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil, we have made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Okay, I'm breaking the mold. It's actually kind of two words, but it's a phrase type of thing. Mo juste.
Oh.
So spelled M-O-T space J-U-S-T-E. And I just came across and said, oh, this is too cool not to use.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the right word to say, the exact phrase that is needed. Whatever that. The exact appropriate word that describes something.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That is a good one, Phil. Nicely done. Oh, you got to use that one. That is one of the cooler words we've heard, too.
Yeah, so it's having the exact word. It's a French phrase, but it just means the exact word. Like, you know, whatever. If you're in an argument and someone just says the right word that ends the argument or something like that, you know, like that's the mot juste.
Mot juste. That is the mot juste. How has nobody turned that into slang? Like, what is wrong with all of our generations, including ours, guys? We should have been using that, man. That's good.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Phil, yeah. Before we wrap up, I did want to remind everybody about Wham Incorporated, and we are calling all hometown heroes.
Yeah, bring it on. I was hoping to have that out this morning, but I've been away a day or two. But we'll get a new winner for that, and then but we're looking for more, and it's growing. I've got a few more entries to come in, so that's good news, too. So keep them coming, and we'll honor those local heroes that do something cool in your life out there in the community or, you know, for you personally. That have come to the rescue when you needed something. So please give us a holler with those or let James know, one of us, and then we'll get them honored.
Yeah, you get us that information, and we'll make darn sure that we'll get it to you, everybody. Phil, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, man. You have yourself a great day. Say hi to the team over there for us, okay?
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you guys very much. Yeah, keep doing an awesome job that you do, all right? Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Phil. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Visit our friend Phil Hartley and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 A Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date, not only in what they're doing, but seeing that cute baby and all that, the great people over there. It's a fun follow. Be sure to do that, everybody.
Absolutely.
And meet us back here next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Where you hear the most shoot.
Yes. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. He got a cool little chick named Rockin' Billy. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sunshine is gorgeous.
Melissa, did you happen to find where Mountain Dew is located?
Well, I got conflicting reports. New York and Tennessee.
Okay. All right. That's what I got, too. Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently they're not in the Mountain West. Okay. So I'm not sure why they're trying to do that.
But. Wyoming is one of the states that drinks the most Mountain Dew. They're in Mountain Time.
Okay.
So
maybe something there.
They just need more Mountain Dew drinkers.
Right. Wrapping up. Right. It might be a smart move by them. We'll see how this one works out. We'll come back to this one. But wrapping up that conversation from before, you can go to welcomemtntime.com if you are moving to the Mountain West or traveling out that way, want to get some Mountain Dew from free Mountain Dew.
And free moving costs. That's just kind of cool.
I can't get past that one. That one, we could have spent a half a segment or a segment on that alone. Moving costs, that could go a long way for somebody. Yeah. It could be the difference for some people of moving sometimes. So.
Yes. Yeah. People ask, well, why don't you just move out from where you were? Well, because it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Money, I mean, that...
People don't have money to do that.
Yeah, there's oftentimes, it reminds me of growing up and people that they had enough for rent but didn't have enough for the security deposit or something. There's always that, you know, that extra bit. Some people fantasize about telling their boss they're quitting, but others, it's actually a very uncomfortable situation. There are people who have stayed at a job longer than they wanted to, and maybe they're still there because they didn't want to tell their company they wanted out. So this is, I guess, for those people. There are several emerging companies that will quit your job for you. They call your employer, tell them you're leaving, and even handle and negotiate the details, like your last day, how to return company-owned uniforms and equipment, etc.
Wow.
For now, the two prominent companies offering this service are in Japan, which makes sense.
That's what I thought.
Culturally, Japanese people can be less confrontational, especially when they respect their bosses or businesses and feel like they may be letting people down by leaving. I actually think that this is one of those things that stands out to me that I wish we could incorporate more of, having more respect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the reverse could be true, too. One person said that they used the service because, quote, this was my way of conveying a message. You colleagues aren't worth saying goodbye to.
Yeesh. Ooh.
It sounds like this service will cost you, too. It's like $200 to $300.
Oofta. Well, you can do it for free.
And, and that's why I'm offering for $50. $50. That's it. $50. You can save $450. You can save a lot of money, people. You know, and I'm an American company. Just throwing it out there. Just, you know, eh?
Do you speak Japanese?
No. Dori Omagato. No, didn't even say that right.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah, that's a good one. I actually did pick up a little bit of Korean when I was living in Chicago, but I don't know any Japanese, though, no. So I can't help you there. But if you're an American person and you want to quit your job, let me help you with that. I'm somewhat like the first person they talked about here, where I give a lot of loyalty to companies. I have more traditionally been let go from a company than I've left, just because I tend to stay with things. I would, if I'm being honest with the audience, I would probably be with my first girlfriend still from seventh grade if she hadn't broken up with me. I don't do that stuff. I have an overabundance of loyalty and really believe in seeing things through, and was raised by people that, hey, you see your way through everything. You think these are tough times? Well, they're tougher without each other, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So whether it's an employer or a relationship, friendship, relationship, whatever, I just tend to do that. So I'm not very good at that. But when I'm doing stuff for other people, I'm a master at that. I am very good at that, because I was also raised by a woman who believed that tact is one of the most important things you can have in life.
Yes, it is a very, very good thing to have in your pocket.
I think that is my biggest tip to you out there. If you are struggling with this, using tact and treating it like your next job interview. You don't want to talk badly about that's one of the first rules of a job interview. Don't talk bad about your last employer. When you're leaving this employer that you're going to be, you know, thinking in your head you'd like to talk badly about, leave them, kill them with kindness. Mm-hmm. Kill them with kindness. This is about your next job. This isn't
some
about the job.
Better left unsaid.
Yes, yes. It's something we're trying to get through to a lot of people nowadays. Not everything needs to be on social media. Not every opinion needs to be put out there.
Every thought you have in your head, you don't need to say out loud.
Yeah, some of that stuff you can keep up there, man. some of that stuff belongs up there. Trust me, I talk for a living. You know how much I edit myself on a daily basis?
Well, and we often will have thoughts that just pop into our head. They're not always good thoughts.
Mm-mm.
And it's better if you don't say them out loud.
Do you think this is something that could catch on in the U.S., Melissa? The idea of having a company strictly for, you know...
I don't know, James. I don't think we have enough of a culture of respect that the Japanese do. Where... I don't... that there's a fine line there between it being good or being bad. I mean, obviously, too much of a something is not great. Mm-hmm. Moderation is the best. But when you're guilted into being respectful, then it's not really respect. So.
Oh, it's such a good point. That was very well said. That was very Paul Harvey of you. That was very. that was good. It's so true. It's something to keep in mind too. And I'm a big believer. As much as I believe in loyalty and respect and all these things, I also am I don't know if this is the right way to do it or not. I give anybody I meet, they have 100% of my respect. And as we get to know each other, that can stay there or get lowered. And a lot of that doesn't have as much to do, like it should maybe have to do with how you treat me. It's more so I'm out with my friends and I see my friend, giving the waitress a hard time. The respect going down there. Like, you're not treating them right. Like, it's more how I see them treat other people. And
yeah, sometimes it's really important to watch how people act over just listening to what they say. Because people can tell you a lot of things, but if you are watching how they act, it's more of a tell about their character sometimes.
Actions are louder than words. It's my quote for you right there, everybody. You can quote me on that one. You can use that if you want. Go right ahead. Go. We got fun things lined up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it off with our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update. Just let Tom into the building a little bit ago. He's ready to go. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, we will go ahead and get into some entertainment news. I got some interesting things going on in that world that I wanted to touch on with you, Melissa, including where is this? I wanted to Billboard's top 2024 songs of the summer.
So none that I've heard.
No, me neither. Oh, we're gonna have some fun with this, Melissa, because I don't know half of these songs either. So,
oh, good.
And Crayola has trademarked slightly earthly, the smell of its crayons. I think this
smell. Trademarked a smell. I didn't think you could do that.
I didn't either. We're gonna discuss. We're gonna get into that one and plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour. Stick around, everybody. Good things coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.